next one, deep to right field, and gone again! Freddie Freeman floating in the World Series! Four games, four home runs, you gotta be kidding!
Freddie Freeman has now homered in six consecutive World Series games he's played in. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. All right, I gave Joe a homework assignment during the break. Check out the price on the secondary market of Bills Chiefs tickets, 200 levels, scoreboard end. And Joe, what did you find?
If you want to sit in section 222, it's going to cost you like over $3,000. And if you want to sit in the other sections next to those, 223, 224, 221, 220, like $500.
$500 for a Bills Chiefs secondary market 200 level ticket. Because
that's where Taylor Swift's gonna be.
That's where she was last time, right?
Yeah.
In a box behind, that, by the scoreboard.
Right above
200 level. Yep.
And you also had a shirtless Travis Kelce.
Jason.
Screaming. Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't want to miss anything.
And she'll be there almost undoubtedly because she plays in Toronto the week leading up.
Yep.
So like Thursday she plays in Toronto. So she'll be at the Bills game.
That is week 11 in the NFL. Right? So Bills, Chiefs.
Yeah.
There's a flex conversation to be had. The game in that spot is Jets, Colts. What will be protected? Chiefs and Bills will be protected. Green Bay, Chicago is likely protected.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Fox, 1 o'clock. There's a couple games that could be Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I don't know what goes into that Indy Jets spot, but it might get flexed out.
They could make a trade. Of some sort, too, by the way.
They can. But I don't think...
You'd have to give CBS something really sweet, though, to get them off of Bills and Chiefs.
Oh, Bills, Chiefs, 425? I don't think there's any chance.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big one.
Ravens, Steelers is at 1 o'clock earlier. That could be a Sunday night game. Right?
Yeah.
They might be tied by that point.
803-0550 to join us. We'll catch up on some calls here. If we've mentioned a legend of the game idea and that person has already done it, apologies. Someone out there listening, please put together a master list and post it online so I can just look at it every day. I'm like, when, you know, hey, who should do Legend of the Game? Mike in Hamburg is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, well, here's my idea. I think Lawyer Malloy should come here when we play New England sometime. I think Jeff Wright...
Mm-hmm.
I think Reggie McKenzie.
Okay.
I also, who else was I thinking of? Biscuit.
Oh, Cornelius Bennett. Would he have done it by now?
I think he might have done it. I don't know, though. Yeah, I'll look.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure either, but I really think that there should be some guys from the 70s. Like Reggie McKenzie. I know Joe DeLaMalore's already done it. Let me see, who else? Tim Foley, I think he's still around. I would try to find somebody from the electric company. Donnie Green just passed away, so it's not him. Let me see, Mike Motler maybe, when we play Miami one time, because he played on the Bills, and then he also played with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I like Leonard Smith.
He's done it.
Still around.
Leonard Smith's done it. Someone chimed in that they've done it.
Okay, I didn't know that, but I agree with the guy from Toronto, because one of my favorite players of all time was Ken Hall.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Right. Thanks for the phone call. You know, you're mentioning all these players. I was drifting towards, like, ironic ones or joke ones. Like, please welcome Antonio Brown and Anquan Boldin.
So you're the like, opposite.
Right. Just Vontae Davis.
Yeah,
but these, you know, old-timers, that's where I'm sure the Bills have a list, and they probably have a bunch of calls out to as many people as they can.
How about, all right, Diggs isn't doing anything the rest of the season.
I thought it. It's funny.
Why do I think these things?
What's wrong with us?
I mean, I thought it too.
Right. What's wrong with us?
Has Tasker done it?
Yes.
Okay.
Tasker, not only does Tasker does it, you know, come on, he nails that.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing. He's a vet.
Yep. I think we should give Bledsoe another crack. I think we should give him another go at it. It can't go worse.
It was pretty bad.
Than last time. So, why not? Give it a shot.
How about this? Chuck writes in, not a legend. What about some fans?
Fans doing it?
Bills Elvis.
The wrist. Yeah.
The Chefs.
Okay.
Pinto Ron.
Mm-hmm. Are these a little? Well, I guess these are well-known fans that you can, more easily have an idea of what they're going to do.
Who else is rooting for the Bills these days? When is Daniel Ricciardo going to drive an F1 car onto the field? We've been waiting for that for years.
That's what you're looking for?
Danny Rick. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Josh Allen has enough super friends that we can do that.
You want to just start calling in Allen's buddies?
Well, legend of the game. Does it have to be a Bills legend? If we think about who beats the drum for the Sabres to open the game for Let's Go Buffalo, sometimes that's, Rene Robert.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's
the last game I was
Alec
at.
Alec Anderson.
Last week it was Alec Anderson Bills and Tommy Doyle.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to drift away from players to do that, but.
I mean, they've done it with Marv, too. Could they do it with, what about Wade Phillips?
Right. I don't know if Robert ever did that for the Sabres. I mean, he passed away in 2021, but.
Yeah.
But the point is still, you could keep it to Bills legends. You could also expand it to this person's just a legend in their field.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the famous Bills fans?
I think you got the.
William Fichtner the good ones. Says, I want to do it.
Bill Fichtner? Yeah, that works. What about Chris Berman?
Would you welcome Chris Berman back?
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer.
Sure. Yeah, these work.
All right. I didn't think we were going down this road today, but, here we are.
The legends of the game.
It's so nice outside. Why wouldn't we just have fun?
I'm putting a list together, slowly but surely. Yeah, a dozen. I'm finding evidence. We've got confirmation. Lee Evans has done it. McCoy's done it. Molds has done it multiple times, by the way.
Do we have a Peerless Price yet? Let's have Peerless Price do it.
I don't see any Peerless Price here.
Peerless Price had a couple big games against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
One in particular, he ran the snow game where he hugged Kelly in the end zone. It was a fun game. Bring us Peerless Price. Rob in Hamburg. Hey, Rob.
All right, I got the best legends of the game.
Ready.
This is a legend most people don't know about. October 20th, 1975, Bills versus Giants Monday Night Football. The guy was on the upper deck, and he crawled out on a cable over the top of the stadium.
Right.
That guy? We're going to have that guy do it?
That's a legend. I mean, you guys, they publicize these guys going through tables. This guy started it all.
That's right.
He climbing over a wire over the stadium.
Yeah, if you look it up, you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's crazy. Thanks, Rob. By the way, sorry, Vontae Davis passed away. I forgot about that. That happened this year.
Right, yeah.
Legend of the game. How about Austin Capobianco? The Yankee guy last night. Yeah, and the Yankee guy.
They're going to have him throw out the first pitch tonight. How funny would that be? It wouldn't be funny. Actually, it'd be horrible.
It's horrible. It really is.
What about Sabres doing it? No?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they got their own drum that they need for the pregame ceremony.
Is there an effective way to troll the Dolphins? Really get after the Dolphins here.
Ooh, like a guy that was more remembered for the Dolphins than maybe had a cup of coffee with the Bills, or maybe just a former Dolphin. How would you troll the Dolphins? Is good. What about who do they not like? Who do Dolphins fans hate? They hate Josh Allen, probably.
Yes.
But that's. They could have Allen do it.
I wonder if they.
Why not have Allen do it? He's already a legend.
He's
just
focused on the game.
You say a couple words. Yeah. Give him a teleprompter.
He knows. I mean, he knows the lines. The mic'd up from last week had him doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charles Clay.
Okay. I want to do better than that. I want a good one here. I want an ability to troll the opponent somehow, but I don't.
Kiko Alonso.
Has Ruben Brown done it?
Mm.
Kiko Alonso.
Ruben Brown. Not, I don't have evidence of him. I'm just looking through right now.
Yeah. 803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-550-2550. Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Here's, all right, listen. Here's the play.
Oh, Shooter McGavin, Eric.
He's a Bills fan?
He's a Bills fan.
Here's the play. This is free advice for the Bills-Chiefs playoff game. No, Bills-Dolphins playoff, because if we're trolling the Dolphins. Bills fans, please welcome the legend of the game today, Brian Cox. Boos rain down. Boo. He comes up. He lobs the double birds at the fans again. Boo.
This is your forced bulletin board material for
this is this is what should happen on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He brings the mic up to his mouth, and right before he can do that, Tasker comes out and throws him through a table. Boom. Let's do it.
Yes. That would be okay. This is a different type of pregame ritual, but yeah, a legend of your team throwing a legend of the other team through a table every week.
Now we are getting somewhere.
Yes.
This thing. Yes.
So when the Bills play the Chiefs,
how different is that than when they put a car outside the arena and they have people smash it with a sledgehammer? You know, it's about the same thing.
Yeah. You would need a reason to get the other team player to get on board, but like, sure, Bills Chiefs in a couple weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Priest Holmes.
Right.
And out comes London Fletcher, who throws him through a table. And the crowd goes nuts.
Sunday, 1 o'clock. Bills and Dolphins.
Yeah, only 5.5, huh? I feel like it should be like 7.5 or 8.
Yeah, it's...
It should be more than a touchdown, in my opinion. Which I guess means I should bet it. Just, man, how are you supposed to respect the Dolphins as a threat? How are you supposed to... How do you get yourself there? Tyreek Hill, by the way, I saw has one 100-yard game in his last, I think, 11. The week one game against Jacksonville this year, he had a 75-yard touchdown. That's
probably
his only 100-yard game in a long time.
He probably would have had... Two, three, with Tua. During Tua's absence.
But remember, like their offense started struggling last year at the end, and that was when Tua was still the quarterback.
Right.
And then at the beginning of this year, they had that one big play to Hill, and otherwise, like they've looked good, but they haven't looked like the juggernaut. They haven't looked like a juggernaut offense probably since like the midpoint of last season, I would say.
No, right now the Lions look like the juggernaut offense, right?
Yes.
And they don't.
Although they gotta get Jameson Williams to like figure out what's going on with him. Now there's controversy about how he had a gun in his car and they don't know why he was released. So there's a bunch of legal stuff going on with him, and he's had injuries and the gambling suspension. So yeah, if they can get him to get his act together, then they'll be much better off.
Kyle writes in. This is where we're gonna just end this conversation. Get a dolphin, an actual live dolphin. And teach it to. I'm gonna try and perform what Kyle has tweeted. Eek, 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 eek.
They used to have a dolphin in the end zone.
At the games?
Yeah, at the Orange Bowl back in like the 70s. I think his name is Flipper. I don't know if that's right or not, but I know they had a dolphin.
Eek, 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 eek.
Yeah. The Dolphins had a live. Yeah, Flipper, 1966.
Feels like that's no longer legal.
Yeah, it's small tank.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. The Dolphins mascot Flipper in 1966. A tank behind the east end zone of the Orange Bowl. He would jump out of the tank and perform flips after every score. We used to be a proper country. Now, we can't have this anymore? We can't have a Dolphin do a flip? For, like, in, you know, just a game.
If he's going to an open enough area afterwards, then yes. I say fine. Yeah.
All right. I don't know. What happened to us today?
Legends of the game. Happened.
Legends of the game.
I'm more excited to find out tomorrow. This is going to be the biggest build-up to a Legend of the Game ever, by the way, tomorrow. So I hope they're ready for it.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a pretty good one. Bills, Dolphins. You bring out the big guns, I think, for the division games.
Sure. Bring Molds back. Let's do Molds.
I think I'm looking back, and I think he's done it twice already, though.
All right.
Now you can do it a third time.
All right, Extendo Sports, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.